The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Susanna Davies in the house, everybody.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
No, thanks a million for coming in. Right, in my hand, I have Susanna Davies in Eat Yourself Beautiful. This is out since when, Friday?
This came out on Friday.
Okay.
Bookshops, Amazon, and yeah.
In all
really
good
exciting.
Bookshops and in some rubbish ones too, isn't that what they say?
Now, you haven't got much coverage for this over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's been very quiet.
I heard about you in a while, Susanna. What have you been doing? Have you been hiding under a rock or something?
Hiding away, staying out of trouble.
So let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
What, do you want to clarify what you said and then what people thought you said?
The gluten thing. Blame gluten. Just in the course of the interview, I was discussing the fact that I struggled with acne breakouts throughout my teens and 20s. And what really helped over everything else, what helped control it the most was just being really vigilant about my diet. So after that, I was talking about how my husband, Wes, experienced what you might associate with rheumatoid arthritis. And it was through designing a diet for him that was free of gluten that his pain subsided. I went on to point out that there's a lot of research that suggests a link between gluten and some diseases, but nothing is proven. And it all went a bit mad.
It all went a bit chaotic.
I was glad to be able to clarify it. I hope I didn't put anyone off their breakfast rolls as well. but yeah, I'm glad it's all sort of cleared up now.
Yeah, I mean, when something like that happens, it's like, you know, especially in an interview, I suppose, when things are taken out of context, then it's hard for you to read back and you're eager, I suppose. You must have been itching to go, no, that's not how I meant it. That's not, please let me explain.
Yeah, well, things, I suppose, explode very quickly on social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a miscommunication in the interview. And I wanted to make it clear that it wasn't my view that was reflected. You know, it certainly wasn't in the book.
Yeah.
And it was a simple miscommunication that unfortunately, kind of snowballed out of control. And when it was happening, I think it was Tuesday last week, I was working and I was getting little tweets in and well, a lot of tweets, actually, an overwhelming amount of tweets and emails and texts. So it was kind of frustrating being at work and not being able to do much about it until I got home and could release my statement on my website. But, you know, I've had such a huge amount of support from people and amazing stories as well of people's personal health journeys.
Even so, Keith Duffy, I know, I was reading over the weekend, he came out and said, you know, in defense of you as well. So, I mean, that's great when you have that, you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose I was making it clear as well, and I really appreciate what Keith said, but I'm trained as a nutritional therapist. I started studying 5 years ago. And what I do is design food and eating and dietary plans for people, often in conjunction with their GP. So I'm in no position to diagnose everything or, you know, say what's proven and not proven. So, you know, I was just suggesting that out of what I've read, there is a possible link that's being researched.
Yeah. But the rest of the book is Leaving the Gluten's debacle aside. It's very informative. Eliminate sugar and refined carbohydrates. Eat protein with each meal. It's a type of stuff that people, I suppose, who pay a lot of attention to the nutrition would know, but people who don't pay a lot of attention but want to eat right, it's a lot to do with what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And this is what that book does.
Well, absolutely. A lot of it's my own experiences and my own guinea pig as well. But I've worked with clients over the past few years on everything from weight loss to acne to bloating to all sorts of things. And every recipe, every tip in here in my book is designed to boost your immune system, to support good health, wellness, you know, better energy levels, better sleep. And I've all sorts of my own personal tips on overcoming acne, you know, being beach or wedding ready in 2 weeks.
In two weeks,
getting rid of bloating.
Okay, all right. I was like, wedding
sorry, Jen, you've got some time, I think.
Wedding
I think
ready
you've
got... in 2 weeks. I was like, no, that's good.
No, if you're the guest at a wedding. So they're all tried and tested, you know, tips. Beauty tips, health tips, and then 100 recipes, everything from smoothies.
The recipes, I have to say,
desserts.
Look incredible and they look very doable. And what I love too is there's actually good pictures with them, because a lot of times in recipe books there isn't. And it can be hard, you know, to follow it and to get it exactly right.
To know what it looks like or it's meant to look like.
And what about yourself? What would be your favourite food? What's your favourite meal to eat? I know you've probably got a few, but is there one that you just love?
As you say, there's a few. I mean, at home I'd make a lot of, and by the way, I'm no kind of chef. I'm not really, really patient in the kitchen. So I love things.
Well, we have
really
Wes, your
easy.
Husband Wes on line one. Wes? No, I'm in
actually, everything is man tested. So Wes is like handed a big kind of a glass of green gunk or green juice in the morning.
See, and we think of that.
Has to drink it.
And he sits on the toilet for 2 hours going, yeah, Rosanna, that was lovely. It's working.
I'm not bloated anymore.
I had to lower the tone.
Sorry, excuse me.
But yeah, I'd make a lot of like soups and curries and various things. It depends really what I'm in the mood for. But
there's actually
is so
quite
simple.
A few chocolates and sweet treats in the book, which I wasn't expecting
there
to see.
There's a lot of sweet treats. Even I find on my website, by far the most popular recipe I put up is my Mars bars. Well, they're similar to Mars bars, but they're
how
kind of
similar
healthier
are they
version.
Now to Mars bars?
Oh,
have they
any
have they flavor?
Yeah, they've got chocolate. They've got a caramel sauce. But in the book, there's caramel slices. There's biscuits. There's granola bars. There's chocolate truffles. And I use just raw chocolate, which is called cocoa powder, and it's actually really, really good for you. It's full of minerals like magnesium.
So these are things we can eat without feeling guilty about having them.
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
Gorge
yourself.
That's
the idea. A friend of mine, his dad started Down to Earth Health Shop, I was telling you this off air, on George Street in Dublin. And he's been at me for years recommending chia. Mm. And chia is a superfood. Do you know much about chia? Have you spent time working with or trying chia or anything?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of chia seed recipes even in my book. One of them even features on the front cover here. Chia jam.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, chia is brilliant. I mean, it's packed full of omega-3 fats, fiber, antioxidants. Great thing to even
sprinkle
on salads.
They say good brain food as well. And
yeah, absolutely. But another thing, I suppose, about the book, people keep saying to me, "Are you trying to make everyone turn vegan or vegetarian?" And that's not the case at all. Mm. It's just giving people the chance to maybe dip in and out, add maybe a different sort of meal to what they're usually used to. Even things like adding a smoothie to your daily diet or a salad can make all the difference as well.
And smoothies, they are good to add, aren't they? Because you hear a lot of people saying that they're quite fatty and we shouldn't be, with bananas and everything, depending
depends
on what you're
putting really
into
what you're putting in. I mean, my signature smoothie in the book is called the Green Goddess Smoothie, and it's based on greens. So there's a lot of spinach, baby
the
spinach,
goddess,
and
Jenny
cucumber.
Green, look at you. She named it after you,
I
Jenny.
Want to say,
I'm
in the book. I'm just saying.
You're only a page. You're not even a chapter. Don't worry about it.
But that's a great one to add to your, to your breakfast even.
Because spinach, I have to say, is one of my favourite things. I love it anyway. And I love all vegetables. And what I found amazing lately was everybody seems to have gone and bought upstairs anyway, a Nutribullet. And one person upstairs said to me, "I'm after buying a Nutribullet because I hate vegetables." And I thought, well, if you can't eat them, how are you drinking them? That's worse.
I see what they mean with that, though.
Do you know what I mean?
But you can't put something in that they kind of, whip up that you can't really taste it.
Vegetables to me are gorgeous. Like I would happily eat a load of them. And some people I don't know if I fully believe them when they say they don't like any vegetables. Mm.
Some people, I guess some vegetables have that sort of green taste. What I love about baby spinach, though, is that it's kind of creamy and mild. There's no real green taste. And especially not in a smoothie if you add a bit of fruit to it.
It's lovely. The only one I'm not mad on is turnip, I'll be honest.
Right.
It is quite strong, yeah.
It's not the best. Turnip's it kind of reminds great. You of being about 5 and having a big heap of it.
Turnip sandwiches you're going to get now if you annoy me in future. I actually put in, what do you think of almond milk? We use almond milk.
Almond
butter?
Great. Unsweetened almond milk.
Yep.
And almond butter, I'm a bit guilty of some days sitting on the sofa with just a spoon and a tub of almond butter. Yeah.
The only thing I find with almond butter, have you ever tried almond butter?
No, I don't actually. I don't like any dairy.
There's no dairy in it.
But I don't have. I've never had butter or milk or anything like that. So I haven't tried almond butter, but I might now.
Oh, try it. But the only thing is, I don't know if you find this, but you actually sometimes when you eat it, you can't actually chew because it gets so dry in your mouth.
Your tongue sticks to the top of your
mouth. But it is nice. Stick it on oat cakes. A nice little snack, which is obviously a tiny little carb in the oat cake. I'm looking at Rosanna as I'm saying this. Going, she's going, no, that's not quite right.
Don't put it on that. I'll kill you.
Rosanna Davison, everybody. Thank you very much.